It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You led up to love me.
Uh-huh. Crank it.
From a dream.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Dan, 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 dan. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
How about we cue the drum? Should we do that?
Yeah, all right.
Eva, Wuba.
I'd like to send this out to my wife.
Now, that's more like it. That's more like even more. She's
I agree.
She's babying the eye makeup for Amy Winehouse.
What she did, Mike.
It's a process.
Is it a process? Is she mad at me already? I was giving her a hard time. I was giving Katie tons of crap.
You were being very bossy.
She did the hard part. She did the trim. She did around my actual eyes.
Right.
And that's tough because I kept wanting.
Back
like yeah, I know. It has to almost look like glasses.
Exactly.
Like, it has to look like, what's her name? Hello, Possum.
Yeah, like Dame Edna.
Dame Edna's glasses.
Hey, programming note, we will be in best of mode for Monday's show. Rob and I do have to go get our Botox at least sometimes.
I know, my face started moving about 4 o'clock today.
And, you know, always right after the treatment. You know, it's very difficult to come in here. So we'll be back on the air Tuesday. That is a programming note for you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, don't forget that coming up Tuesday night, it's our fabulous election show special with Buzz and Rob and a cast of characters. It's called, what is it?
Division 08.
Division 08. That will be our election coverage. If you'd like something unique and unusual, instead of watching you TV, instead of listening to the regular news crap.
This will be way more fun.
Turn this on. I think you're going to enjoy
you
that.
You know what I like to do? Yeah. I like to turn my TV on, but turn the sound down and watch the election with Buzz and Rob.
I can't watch him now. She did put a lot of makeup on. Yes, she did. Now I'm realizing she put a ton on.
Come there.
Yeah, and your nail polish.
I know. This
Rob is
really going to
be
horrible.
Amy Winehouse at the Buzz Bash. We're going to be out there just a few moments from
now. Grossing myself out.
Let's get a final look at the news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank. And, well, why don't we do it now before? Because I know you like to end the thing.
It's coming up at the very end.
Oh, you're doing it. You've got it all set up.
I do.
He's got it a certain way.
I do.
Don't F with him.
Yeah, stay with us.
He's got it under control. All right, let's get
this
the news.
This is exciting. Get ready, America.
That's right. 59% of Americans think Sarah Palin is not qualified to be vice president, much less president. That's according to a poll from CBS News and the New York Times.
But for some reason, when you mentioned Sarah Palin, I like to play this sound effect.
Well, I'd like to hear her make that noise.
And incidentally, no misbehaving at the Boo Bash tonight, or... Thank you.
You'll get tased, bro.
Very good.
Nearly a third of the voters say this will be a factor when they cast their votes on Tuesday. But never mind the polls for a moment. Let's ask one of John McCain's top supporters and advisors, Lawrence Eagleburger. Eagleburger was secretary. Aren't they tasty?
They are with cheese. And Eagleburger?
Eagleburger.
So expensive, though.
Jowly McGillicuddy. That's what I call that guy. Eagleburger Jowly.
Well, Jowly was secretary of state under Bush Sr., and he was on an NPR program yesterday that billed itself as making the case for a McCain presidency. He was asked about Sarah Palin's qualifications. Eagleburger said she's not ready, that she would make an adequate commander-in-chief, and quoting Larry, I devoutly hope she would never be tested.
Oh, my.
But if a tree falls in the NPR forest and there are no McCain voters to hear it, does it make a sound? The paid McCain campaign worker who lied she'd been attacked by a tall black man who didn't like her bumper sticker is back out of jail, where she spent a few nights for filing a false police report. 20-year-old Ashley Todd of Texas will spend a year on probation and be required to get her head examined. Quoting a prosecutor, this is somebody appeared to have some mental issues.
Yeah, well, I think she got off easy. I really do. I think she got off easy.
You know what? That sounds like spin to me.
I mean, what if really, I mean, if she'd been able to pull it off? That would have been so divisive, and it's just hateful. It's such pure hateful, and but, you know, that's it. That's why. You know, she's kooky. She's crazy. Yeah.
It's easy.
It's an easy defense.
It's an easy way to spin out of it.
Screw her.
Well, this is the stage in the campaign where the dirty tricksters come out to play. There's a flyer circulating here that has the Commonwealth of Virginia's official state seal on it that reminds Republicans to vote on November 4th and Democrats the following day.
This cracks me up. It really does.
Hey, what's going on this side?
I don't give a rat's ass. I swear to God, if this works, I don't want the people who might vote for, you know, my guy.
Precisely.
To, if they don't know that this is BS, I don't want to vote him for my guy. Swear to God.
Do the dirty tricksters ever hang out with the merry pranksters?
Yes, they do.
Because when they get together, forget about
trouble.
It. It is.
Some Philadelphia flyers warn voters who have outstanding.
I get it.
Philadelphia flyers. Dave Schultz.
warning voters who have outstanding traffic tickets, they will be jailed if they show up to vote.
Those tickets are outstanding.
What did Bobby Clark say?
I don't remember.
That's a Philadelphia flyer. Sorry.
I've received the DVD about how Islam is going to kill us all.
Mm-hmm.
The so-called Christian group Focus on the Family says if Obama's elected, pornography will be openly displayed everywhere in America by 2012.
Yeah, and the state dinners.
Yeah, Rob.
It'll be great. Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Rob. Rob.
Florida, meanwhile, is being flooded by an army of lawyers as Election Day approaches.
Pick T-shirt, Mike.
Being sent there by both parties.
Yeah.
The Democrats have recruited 5,000 volunteer lawyers to make sure the election doesn't get stolen.
It's an army.
Army of lawyers.
5,000 lawyers.
What are you
doing? I'm sorry. And not a single billable hour.
It's an army.
An army of lawyers.
It's an army of lawyers. How do we stop them?
How do we stop them?
Throw a quarter on the floor.
Army of lawyers.
Florida is one of the states with the closest races among the battleground states.
Yeah, you think?
Texas, though, will no doubt go for McCain, especially since, according to Fox News, nearly one in four citizens there believes Obama is a Muslim.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Even though he isn't. But 23% of Texans think he is, and an even higher number, no doubt, believe that being Muslim is, by default, a bad thing.
How many Texans think Sarah Palin is a Muslim?
It'd be worth asking.
A guilty Muslim.
They're all Muslims, Mike.
And guilty of being hot.
Don't it make your red states blue?
Mm-hmm.
The Associated Press is projecting that Barack Obama will easily get the 270 electoral votes he needs to win the election.
I don't trust the Associated Press.
And the analysis shows him winning not just the blue states, but a few of the red ones.
Hope that happens. That's because I like him, but I'm not trying to thrust that down your throat. Do you hear that, Carmen Hart?
What are you doing?
Just having a little fun, folks.
That's so is funny.
Just trying to have a little fun Halloween.
Do hate that ant.
Hope she drops by.
Look at that ant. Look at him walking all around.
Yeah. There's the anteater. What am I going to do?
That's horrible. I normally do better.
You must be sleepy.
I'm Tom Brokaw.
Now that's dead on.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
AP says that even if McCain sweeps the six states that are too close to call, he won't have enough electoral votes to win.
Texter writes, at Fast Eddie's already. Hurry up.
We're on our way. Funny. We'll be right over.
Mm-hmm.
Florida, Ohio, Indiana, Missouri, North Carolina, and Nevada, McCain would have to win all six of those, plus two others. The AP says that although he could do it, it doesn't appear likely.
Well, I just want it to be over. I am just like Larry Miller. Does. I want it to be over.
The AP analysis also shows while Obama has multiple paths to victory from a strategic standpoint, McCain is scrambling to defend states where he shouldn't even need to campaign.
And he can't scramble like he did 30 years ago.
This close to Election Day. And with credit card payments delinquent to the tune of nearly 5%, USA Today reports credit card companies are looking at, wait for it, forgiving some of those debts.
No! I just paid mine off!
I want.
I know, it doesn't seem fair, does it?
Right.
I swear, not last week. We just wrote a huge check and paid it off.
This is if you have missed 50 payments. This is if you in that situation.
That was me.
That's us looking with the makeup.
This is if you're near bankruptcy. Banks are proposing.
That's Rob.
That's me.
Right. From the banks themselves.
That TV wasn't free, you know.
They're talking about forgiving up to 40% of the credit card debt of people who are near bankruptcy. The banks would rather have some of the money than none of it. And while most of us would consider this unfair, even a consumer group has sided with the banks on this.
Hey, Katie, to the studio. I have to find out what your costume is going to be. I really don't know yet.
Saying that forgiving those bad debts is one of the best ways to rescue the economy, at least for a while.
Mm-hmm.
CVS drugstores have plunged into the price war started by Walmart.
Are you going with the original?
She what? Is.
Are you going with the original? I thought you said you were going to go with something with Beth Ann.
Uh-huh, I am.
She is.
Okay, what's it going to be? Now's the time to reveal it for everybody.
Okay, since I'm going to be Mario.
Yes.
I made her Luigi.
Oh, they're going to be little twins.
Yes.
I like it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I don't think you mean it.
No, it's terrific.
No, it is. Wait till you see the hat that I made.
Oh, good. All right, very excited. Good. Thank you very much for sharing. Yeah, I thought I saw her in the overalls. I thought she was going back to the Super Mario. And Beth Ann.
Don't I look cute?
You look very adorable.
I know.
Yes, you do. You look absolutely adorable. Has Debbie gotten into her outfit yet?
Debbie Downer. I think needs to perk up a bit before she's allowed to.
Yeah, slap her
Thank
around
you.
A little.
Thank you, Katie. I agree. Very good.
Finally, the naughty priests. In Sheffield, England, yesterday, a vicar turned up at a hospital with a potato stuck where there probably shouldn't be one.
Oh, no.
The priest claims he was hanging curtains in his kitchen in the nude and fell backward onto a table and the potato. Quoting a nurse, it's not for me to question his story.
That's funny.
Peace be with you.
And with you. A Catholic priest in New York is being sued for millions by a parishioner who claims he forced her into an affair, claiming it was ordained by God. The Reverend Elvis Alano, he's accused of using the confessional as a place to pick up women.
Wow. Sure.
I will be at the Boob Bash tonight as a...
Wait, no, start it again.
I will be at the Boob Bash tonight as a naughty priest. The question is, which one?
Oh, okay, hey.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, I'll be looking for that potato.
Yeah. I'm not right. Ordering fries.
Man, oh man.
I know
man.
That for certain.
Hey, we want to thank comedian and actor Larry Miller.
What a neat guy.
His new movie is The Other End of the Line. Also, porn star Carmen Hart. You will be at Fantasies tomorrow night in Baltimore.
Go.
And Colin Boyd, our movie reviewer. And Robert the Angry Mailman. That was a good segment with him, too. The executive producer, next week on the show, Guy Fieri, comedian Lisa Lampanelli, and hockey great Alex Ovechkin. Should be a lot of fun.
Lisa's still guilty.
Wow.
Of being on.
The executive producer of the Michael Marriage Show is Bethany McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Artinger.
Oh.
The Michael Marriage Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Lampanelli Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you.
Yes?
What a week. We sure had fun. Chad Dukes made me say I'd buy a gun. Now we go to a scary bash. They got the hooch, you bring the cash. Get there early. That'd be smart. Maybe you'll party with Carmen Hart. And while I'm rhyming, one more thing. I thought for you guys, a bell to ring. Have a great weekend. Bring your coat. And next week, don't forget to vote.
Please.
That's it. We'll see you on Tuesday, everyone. Have a great weekend and see you at the Boo Bash. Good night.
Good night.
Yay.
Good night, Lisa.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.